Eighth week, first day. You and those you love are one. You love that which belongs to you, is part of you, is identical with you. To love something or someone means to take it unto yourself, assimilate it into yourself in spirit, and make it a part of yourself. What you love, you actually become. Love light, and you become light. Love love, and you become like love. You spread love. Continue to love love, and you finally become love itself. As God is love, to love love in yourself or in others is the highest thing you can do. To love a person or a thing means to realize your unity with the person or the thing you love. Now the sense of love and the sense of unity can never come on a low or materialistic plane. Love and unity are in essence spiritual terms. Realize your unity with anything, and it simply means you are lifted to the realm of the spirit, and the spirit of the thing meets your spirit. Now the spirit of anything is its essential goodness. For instance, even the spirit of loaning and indebtedness is good. The spirit which makes possible the loan and debt is trust. So when you go out to pay a debt, which has heretofore seemed a nightmare to you, you will meet the trust which was behind it. And when your love for a person is so perfect and complete that you and he are one, then you are in heaven on earth. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of John, chapter 17, verses 22 and 23. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.